Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much. Join me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We are having a great visit with a new friend, although I've known him a little while. Ryan Reese is a fishmonger with the world-famous Pike Place Fish Market in Seattle, Washington, but also the kind of the founding member of another company called Backjack, and which he was just telling us about the origins of that. That how this has sprung out of the Pike Place Fish business, and how the 12 fishmongers at Pike Place have created their own business to basically package fish products, right, Ryan? Chowder, yeah. Chowder, and salmon burgers, and crab cakes. What else?
And spices and sauces and quite a few other items that we've been playing with.
Right. But only the right to, you've licensed the right to sell these products with the Pike Place name from the owner, from your boss. You've licensed the right to do that, but only to retail it or wholesale it to retailers, not to sell it to the general public other than through the Pike Place website.
Correct, yeah. Okay. So we have, as we've been growing, we've been picking up distributors that are carrying our products
yep.
further and further away from Seattle.
Right.
But we do have grocery stores as far as Texas now.
And so, all right, so I'm going to stand by for a second. So so you had to come up with a licensed, approved kitchen to produce all this stuff, right?
Well, you know, the way our model worked was we don't, all of us 12 fishmongers, while we work a lot of hours
we didn't
quite honestly have a ton of money to invest
right.
in this startup company. So this is what we came up with. We, you know, you were talking earlier about our cookbook that came out, and you
right.
spoke with Anders, you know, a couple of years ago ago about our cookbook. So what we did was we took some of our favorite recipes out of our cookbook, like our crab cake recipe,
mm-hmm.
and we found a local co-packer in Seattle that makes crab cakes. And we went to them with our recipe.
And your standards. And
and our standards, and said, look, we want to make a real Dungeness crab cake. Can you do this for us? And we spent probably 6 months or a year developing.
That's the way to do it.
A crab cake that is made by hand, because there's no machine that can make a good crab cake.
That's right.
The crab is so delicate, and people
right.
want big
now,
chunks
did,
of crab.
I ordered crab cakes from you guys a couple of weeks ago with some
okay.
other stuff. Did I get your
okay.
crab cakes?
You got our crab cakes.
Okay, those were your crab cakes. Okay. Good.
Those were our crab
yeah.
cakes.
All right.
Yep.
And chowder yeah. and all the other stuff. But tell me how you got into the stores. What did you do? Just go knock on the door and say, hi, I'm Reese. Hi, I'm Ryan. How you like me so far?
I got to tell you, it makes it nice that we've worked really hard over the years for building our brand, so
right.
it makes it a lot easier to.
You got a well-known brand. Your brand precedes you.
Yeah, but our very first client, and I got to say, it was a company that we didn't think we would probably even sell our items in, because our stuff is not the least expensive stuff you'll find in the
mm-hmm.
department. But we met the executives at Winco Foods, which is a big grocery store chain on the West Coast that's growing rapidly.
Hmm.
In fact, it's opened several stores in Texas, and they brought us down as far as Texas. But we met them at the fish market in Seattle at Pike Place Market. And we met them. We told them the idea that we were working on. It was just a concept at the time, burgers and crab cakes and chowder. And they said, well, as soon as you boys are ready, fly out to our headquarters. So me and one other guy flew out there, sampled the product to them, and
mm-hmm.
they loved it, and they said, how fast can you fill our shelves?
Wow.
we
and most people know that the supermarket real estate is hard to get because if you go in, somebody else got kicked out.
Oh man, yeah, it's super competitive, and
I mean they measure that real estate by the half inch.
Oh, absolutely, and you know they charge slotting. Depending on the grocer, they charge slotting fees,
right?
And the paperwork, they charge document fees for just setting up an item in their computer system.
Yep.
And you know, I've told everybody our story, and just said, you know, we don't really have the money for these slotting fees and these documentation fees, and we haven't paid any yet.
So how are you getting around it? How are you managing that?
Well,
just tell them you didn't want to do it.
One thing I've learned working at a fish market is everything is negotiable in this life.
I'm going to remember that next time I order fish from you guys, Ryan.
I'm going to
bypass Anders and go straight to you and remind you about this.
Don't use this against me. But just because somebody says it costs $5 doesn't mean it costs $5.
It's too late, Ryan. That ship has sailed. Hey, Ryan, I'm really proud of you guys. Great story. How 12 fishmongers became entrepreneurs, and I love the story. And I'm proud of you guys. So keep up the good work, and keep providing us with great fresh fish.
All right, thank you.
And
thanks,
say hi to my buds out there, especially Anders.
Oh yeah, I'll call him right now. He should be awake. Yeah,
Ryan Reese, ladies and gentlemen, Backjack. Look for it in your supermarket. If they don't have it, ask for the fish products from Backjack, but part of the Pike Place fish products. Quick break. 29 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.